What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Your Support Group. Today, Q's back.
Yeah.
She's back from holiday hiatus. And don't judge her because these trees, man, I swear to you, they out to get us this year. But today, we're going to talk about Q's favorite governor and my buddy Mike Tyson. Mm-hmm. So we're going to cue the intro and ask that question. What is really in that swamp water down in Florida? Yes, support group. Okay, Q. So I'm trying to figure out, what's up with your governor? Is he up for re-election? What is the play here? Like, I'm just trying to figure it out.
It's almost time because he got elected in 2019, I want to say. Or he took office in 2019. Something weird like that. Or was he won in 2019 and he took office in... How did it go? It's almost time.
Yeah, it might be his time. Because he's been doing a lot of stuff. Like the don't say gay law. Mm-hmm. And I know other states have that law in place. But the way he's trying to do it, it doesn't make any sense.
Right.
Like, he's trying to take away the rights of gay people, it seems like. Mm-hmm. Like, he's trying to take away people's amendments. But right. Let me clarify just a little bit. Because I don't believe a teacher should be dictating what a child should be. As far as, like, what their sex should be. So, that I can agree on. But the way that he's going about it is just all wrong. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know what's the play here. Because it seems like that's his play for mm-hmm. re-election. Like, it's a lot of Republicans talking about same-sex marriage mm-hmm. and LGBTQ communities. But mm-hmm. it just seems like that's his play for his re-election.
Right. Well, I was trying to read up on it, like, what is the deal? Because he said, don't say gay to children from a particular age. And I'm like, number one, who's just openly talking about that anyway? So you're trying to create a law. You're just pulling it out of the air. For what reason? Just to make noise about it. And number two, what if that child lives in a household where they have parents that are gay, so they can't say that their two dads are gay? Like, why are you trying to take away somebody's family structure? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, to me, it doesn't make sense what he's trying to do. Like, it makes no sense at all. It's like if I make a law that says, don't throw rocks at the cloud. Who's doing that anyway?
Right.
Like, who's it... Why would you need to make a law for something that is so, like, I don't understand. What is your purpose? And to me, it just seems like he's just trying to do what you said, trying to trigger a certain base so mm-hmm. he can get those particular votes.
That's what the Republican Party do. They fearmonger. They create these things, like a great segue right now, mm-hmm. critical race theory. Mm-hmm. While I'm still trying to understand critical race theory, do you really have to get rid of so many textbooks because of it? Or are you saying that you don't want mm-hmm. non-black children being taught black history? Is that what the call for critical race theory is? Because like I said, I'm still trying to figure it out. Because it is a known fact that there are white entities out there that are really doing harm to the upliftment of black people. Like, it's they're stopping, they're gatekeepers. And there's some black people that actually are out there too being gatekeepers. But that's a whole slave mentality thing. So that's something totally different. But, well, I mean, what is it? At this rate, Martin Luther King won't even be taught in school because it'd be called critical race theory.
Right. I think the mistake that we made, or whoever created the term critical race theory, because all critical race theory is actual American history. And if they just would have said, we're going to teach American history the way the truth of it. We're not going to leave any parts out. We're not going to, you know, romanticize the language to make it sound all flowery, like, oh, we brought these people here for a better opportunity and jobs. No, you human trafficked, you enslaved.
Right.
You know, let's just use the real words, you know, because that's basically what it is. It's like, just teach what actually happened.
Well, you know, they got a whole marketing firm in Washington that sits around like a little survey board and says such and such and such. And They ask, oh, how does that make you feel? Does saying that make you want to vote Republican or Democrat? Mm-hmm. And they just go around with this whole little survey thing around the room. And they go, oh, yeah, that triggers me and makes me want to say, oh, that sucks for Democrats. And if you think I'm lying, you can look it up. It's an actual fact. So critical race theory was probably one of those things that they had said during one of those survey boards. And
right.
That's where it comes from, because I never heard of it when I was a kid. Also, your crazy governor, this Santa Claus, because he's ho-ho-ho in Florida right now.
Ooh.
He got rid of some math books because they had critical race theory in them. Now, in your neck of the woods, they did a report and showed two textbooks that had some statistics mm-hmm. how racism decides elections, mm-hmm. and they were statistics. So you mean to tell me, please excuse my dear Aunt Sally, isn't critical race theory? Because how many black people got an aunt named Sally? I could see if the book said, Jim got 10 apples, Jane got 10 apples, Jamal got no apples because Jim is white and he won't let Jamal have no apples because he's black. I could see that as critical race theory based on their right. definition of critical race theory. But we're talking about statistics.
Just going by pure straight numbers.
Yeah. I was reading the article and I said to myself, this is stupid. I mean, 54 math books. Come on. All of them critical mm-hmm. race theory? Come on. Between that core math and that polythagoras, whatever you want to call it, ain't no way black people is helping their kids with that. I'm calling critical race theory on that. I just think that people need to just really think about what he's doing to the state and what he's representing. Because I know that you're going to get up there and you're going to vote with your party, but really think about what he's doing. And does it make any sense? Because if Disney packs up yeah. and says, bye-bye, guys, and Disney is one of the biggest employers in Florida
mm-hmm.
because they won't stand by his ruling on a don't say gay law
mm-hmm.
or any other rhetoric that he puts out there. He wants to take away something that's been on the books for like 60, 50 years.
Right.
He wants to take away their governance, their own governance, their special tax setups. Like, I didn't even know they had their own special mm-hmm. tax setup. Like, that was new to me. And to be honest, I didn't mm-hmm. even know they police their own people. Like, they literally got a Mickey Mouse jail. Like, I didn't even know. Like, Mickey Mouse actually comes by and gives you, like, your food and stuff. Yeah. And he says, you're only getting bread. But, no, I'm joking. But they got their own police, own fire department, right. own whole little government set up. He's trying to take away their tax exceptions and bring in his own police and own fire department for the state. Like, you're going to really try this now?
Sometimes you have to let people go ahead and do what they're going to do. And then when it poops on them, when it backfires on them, then you just sit back. And I know it's going to be catastrophic, but sometimes that's the best way to let people learn. Like, how does a person learn that fire is hot? They have to get close enough to it to get burned right. in order to know, hey, that's fire, and let me not get close to that. You know, once he see, the police people can barely do the job that they're doing now with the manpower that they have, especially getting paid the wages they get paid. So now you're going to say, they'll try to police this whole entire area that employs 60,000 people, give or take, and even more on a day-to-day basis. We're just talking about people that patronize Disney on a day-to-day basis, plus the give or take. You know, not all 60,000 are there working at the same time, but you got at least, 40,000 between the four parks?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, you got the manpower to do that? Like, somebody need to be, like, tapping them on the shoulder, like, okay, sir, this is probably not the best idea, but, you know, sometimes you got to just throw your hands up and let people do what they're going to do.
Like, he comes out of left field and just busts out and says, oh, I'm not going to let any California politician dictate what I do.
Okay.
Like, why are you coming so out of left field? Like, who peed in your Kool-Aid? Like, did Donald Duck come and cuss at you or something? Like, and just to rewind back a little bit, you want to talk about the money that Florida stands to lose if Disney decides they want to pack up. It's going to take money to bring in a fire department and police department. So it's going to cost taxpayers. And not only that, also too, you know, teachers could lose their jobs by saying anything gay or anything about LGBTQ or anything. So you stand to lose teachers too, because last time I checked, the South is strapped for teachers. So now you stand to lose teachers. What about the children's education? So now you got to scramble and find all these teachers that's, you know, underprepared because they're swamped with teaching multiple classes. You know, that's the point where the parents got to step up and say, Republican, whether they're Republican or Democrat or anything, you know, they got to step up and say, hey, what are we doing here? What are we doing? Because all that starts at home.
Right.
You know, you got to educate your kids at home. You know, teach them the world from your viewpoint. But as they grow up and get older, they're going to do things that they want to do. You can't force a tree to bear fruit. You know, kids will grow up. They become adults. They will do things according to how they view the world. And you always hear people say, you should have done this or you should have done that. No, they're grown. Like, it's nothing that I should have done. I've done my job as a parent to raise them properly. Yeah. How they view the world is how they view the world.
Yeah. It's just silly. Because now if you say, you can't say gay, so what if the teacher's gay? And they're having a conversation and a child overhears them talking their own business. To me, how are you going to tell somebody they can't say what they are? So I can, next thing you're going to tell black people they can't say black, we just have to call ourselves people of color?
We'll call ourselves Noor.
You know what I mean? So let's just be ridiculous all around. Let's just tell women they can't call themselves women.
I mean, they already did that. They already asked a woman, what is a woman? They did it to Chief Justice Jackson. And like I said in the earlier podcast, sidebar, she got in. You know, it's crazy how much they question stuff. You know, all these guys, you know, supposed to be Republican Christians, sit up there and act like they've never done anything wrong and be the first one to throw rocks at prostitutes. I mean, come on.
Right.
It's sad that you got these people in power that's creating this fear just to get reelected, you know, saying, oh, they're going to take your guns away. Oh, same-sex marriage is bad. First of all, some of them people don't even have guns. Right. Secondly, some of them people ain't never seen a same-sex marriage or a same-sex relationship. Finally, you know, when you get to critical race theory, some of them people don't even have day-to-day interactions with black people. Like, come on. Like, you probably ain't even got a black person in your neighborhood.
Just for the record, saying the word gay does not make you gay. You have to actually be gay to be gay. So the fear that people are creating, well, if you tell my child about being gay, then what if they become gay? If your child happens to be gay, then they were just gay already. You know what I mean? Like, we have to stop with this foolish thinking, because there was even a pastor in North Carolina that was like, we have to take all the gay people and put them over here and then they'll stop being gay people. No, they won't. Who gives birth to gay people? Like, I don't think people are getting it. Straight people have gay children sometimes. That's just how it works. It's not like two gay people going to get together and make a baby. That's not.
Hold up. I don't think they fully understand. So let me give them a breakdown example. All right. The mom and the dad has brown eyes. Two of the kids have brown eyes, but the third one randomly has blue eyes. Ta-da! Nobody has the power to say on this third one.
Right.
Nor the mom, nor the dad has the power to say on this third one, we're going to make blue eyes. Okay? No. They're born that way. They're wired that way. They are that way. I've been around gay people all my life. It never even bothered me the least bit. I had a really good friend and he was gay. You know, we would always conversate, have, you know, had a good friendship. And he would pass with a little bit of a joke, but I would always rebuttal, like, if you come over here playing that gay stuff, I'm putting my foot in your butt. And that was our dynamic, though. Never once, ever, had it crossed my mind that, oh, I want to be gay because he's gay.
Yeah.
Or I feel gay thoughts coming upon me because I have a gay friend.
Right.
So that whole mind state of mm-hmm. gay people making straight people gay, like, what is it? An infection?
Right.
Oh my God, I got the gay.
Yeah. It's just like the way people think is crazy.
I went down to Florida and I got the gay.
Yeah.
You see what you all made me do? You made me give my children the gay.
Right. Like, what are you talking about? Like, sometimes I just want to look at people and just be like, let me crack open your head and just see what's going on up in there. Probably got two little mice running around on a freaking spin wheel.
Or two dumb hamsters running into one another talking about some, hey, you in my way. Hey, you in my way.
Right. Because I don't understand it. Some of the stuff people say, I just be like, huh? Okay then. All right. All right.
I don't get it. I just think that people need to mind their own business. Stop trying to project your fear onto everybody else. Mm-hmm. That's not fair. And that's not right.
Right.
And really start looking at these politicians mm-hmm. and pay attention to what they're doing for you instead of them saying they're doing something for you or randomly doing stuff during an election year like the Santa Claus. Yeah, because this all happened in a matter of a couple of weeks. Like how you go from peeing off the school teachers to now messing around with Mickey Mouse. Like, come on.
He been busy.
The devil stay busy.
I'd just be like, when can I go vote again? Let me figure out when is my voting time. Make sure they ain't drop my name off these rolls because you know they be trying to do some old slick stuff.
Well, I mean, if MTG can raise the money that she needs to raise and mm-hmm. she's all into her spaceship, you possibly will have the Santa Claus right back in there.
Yeah,
but Florida people, just make sure you go vote. Next thing you know, he's gonna be in Miami talking about extra taxes for
See, that's the thing. He's up for election in August.
Ah, exactly. See, now he waits all the way to the end of his term to say, oh, this is what I'm going to do to get reelected.
Yep. Says here, gubernatorial primary elections will take place August 23rd. So I will be at the polls bright and early. I might take the day off. I might go grab a whole bunch of people. Be like, look, let's get over here.
Look, people on the trunk, the hood, everywhere on the car.
I could walk to the place where I go vote. I can walk down there.
Yeah, so the biggest solution to this issue is go vote.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, you just don't mess with Mickey Mouse. And like Carson says, my mouse. Okay, next topic. How dumb do you gotta be to mess with Mike Tyson?
Pretty dumb. Like, he was knocking people out in like, what, 13 seconds? You blink your eye, the fight was over.
First of all, you seen where he almost knocked Roy Jones Jr. out at the age that he's at. And prior to that, he hadn't been in the boxing ring in, what, almost 20-something years?
Mm-hmm.
Why
mm-hmm.
would you, first of all, Mike, why are you on JetBlue?
Sometimes people fall on hard times.
No, that's American. American does that. They put you on weird flights. They give you a little discount. And Mike probably was like, oh, a little discount. I like this. All right. Save me a couple dollars. But why, when you seen Mike Tyson, knowing of his past, why would you try to harass him?
Mm-hmm.
You know for sure if he got up and hit you, he was going to hurt you.
Right.
And I seen firsthand his power. When I seen Mitch Green's eye,
mm-hmm.
many days after Mike hit Mitch Green in his eye, his eye was still waving.
Oh, no.
When Mitch Green took those glasses off. And I'll never forget it. I think I was about 7 years old. He made a diss track. And I was there at the studio where he made diss mm-hmm. track at. The diss track was about Mike Tyson, which is weird because you just got hit in your eye by a guy and you're going to make a diss track. But okay. But anyway, so at first, because me and my god brother was in the studio. It was supposed to be me and him on the track. But as soon, because we was told prior to that not to say nothing about his eye. But as soon as he took those glasses off, I couldn't help it. I was like, and immediately I was told to get out the studio. The fact is, Mike Tyson broke his wrist hitting that guy in the eye, which was still waving at people. Mm. But that was back then. Mm-hmm. I can imagine now that he got the grandpa grip, how hard those fists are. So this current guy who messed with Mike looked like he fell down the briar patch and landed a couple of times on his head. The thing is, though, he is lucky that somebody was there to kind of grab Mike and kind of calm Mike down, because if Mike would have really let them hands go.
I just want to say this too, is like, when celebrities are on their own personal time, leave them alone. Like, I know you're excited. I know you're like, oh my God, but leave them alone. They are people just like us. And when they're traveling from two to there, or sitting down having dinner with the friends or with the grandkids or whatever, leave them people alone. They ain't trying to hear nothing from you. And that they had a special event where they doing some Q&A. That's the time to talk. Learn how to read the room. I don't even want to be bothered when I don't want to be bothered. And I ain't famous. So I know how they feel. Leave them people alone. That's all I got to say.
I learned at a very young age, you know, growing up around New York and New Jersey. And you know, the studio in which I discussed prior, being there a lot, I got to see a lot of famous people. And I learned one thing, that there are people, if you just come up to them and actually speak to them like a normal person, say, hello, do you mind if such and such, or do you mind if I get an autograph, or do you mind if I get a picture? They're just normal people. Mm-hmm. You don't just go crazy and bananas over them or do some crazy stuff to get their attention. Mm-hmm. That's not right. And they have the right to say yes or no. Like, I hate when people say, oh, I met such and such and they were mean and they didn't want to sign an autograph. Well, that's their right whether or not they want to sign it. Mm-hmm. Like I said, they're just people. Sometimes they don't want to be bothered. Do you want somebody to bother you on the way to the toilet and stop you and knowing daggone well you got to go number two really bad? No. They have no obligations to you. The only obligations that they have, and I'll say this, is if they're a musician, that they put out good music. That's their obligation. Or if they're an actor, they put out a good movie or something like that. That's their only obligation. Other than that, they have no obligation directly to you. Mm-hmm. So leave these famous people alone. Or you can end up on the other end of Mike Tyson's fist. Because Mike looked like he was throwing some halos. I'm glad somebody was there with Mike, because it could have been really bad.
Yeah. It could have been worse, because the little scratches I saw on his little face, I was like, Mike must have been pulling punches, because I know hitting that man at that close proximity, and all he had with this was them little blood splatters on the side of his head. I said, nah, Mike didn't hit him. He just was kind of letting him know, like, you gonna leave me the heck alone today.
But the crazy part is, I heard dude threw a water bottle at Mike.
Okay, see, they're not showing that part in the video.
That's why I made the questionable voice, because they say that he threw a water bottle at Mike. Now, you got to be on planet super dumb to throw a water bottle at Mike. I swear to you, I would never throw a water bottle at Mike, not even towards him. Like, oh, the trash can is right there. I'll walk around and put it someplace else.
But see, people do that kind of stuff. I don't know if you remember a while back where some basketball player was, you know how they walk out of the tunnel to go to the arena to play, and somebody threw something at him. And I don't know if he went up there and hit the man back or whatever, but everybody was trying to say he's the superstar, he should have known. I'm like, no, I don't agree, because if you throw something at me, I'm going to be pissed off too. Like, don't be out here thinking that just because somebody got a little money, especially some of us grew up hood, that we won't come and smack your eyes out your head. leave people alone. Like, if you don't want nobody throwing nothing at you, I don't care if you like the person or not. Just let people do what they do. You know, they're not,
right.
Your life is not in danger. If they're not, you know, trying to assault you or hurt you, why are you throwing stuff at people? Why are you messing with people?
Right. Because
don't provoke people.
You never know who quite you're messing with, because they don't let these gold chains and these fancy cars fool you, because they could be the most hoodest person in the world and you'll never know it. They could have cleaned their life up.
Especially anybody who is in any type of sport where they fight. So if you see like Conor McGregor or, you know, Lennox Lewis, I don't care how old this man could be, 85 years old, leave him alone. Don't go messing with nobody who is professionally trained at kicking butt. Don't do that.
Yes. You have to remember, George Foreman won the championship at 50.
Mm-hmm.
So if you was trained to fight, it's ingrained in you. It's in your DNA. Yeah. Like, I even see some fighters that look like when they get ready to shake hands, they're getting ready to throw a punch at you. They drop real low and everything.
Right.
Don't mess with nobody that's been professionally trained to fight, especially when you ain't been professionally trained to defend yourself.
Right. He's sitting up there getting toe up from the floor.
He's sitting up there trying to dodge punches, talking about some, ooh, ah, ooh, ah. But yeah, whoever you are, I'm going to pray for you, because I want your hamster wheel to rotate in the right direction. But so, Q, I heard you got a new blog about there. Come on and give yourself a shout out.
Oh, yeah. I do blog. I blog a lot. I blog on WordPress under Lady Lot Poet. And I also have a series about Black women on Amazon Kindle Vella called Hey Sis, Let Me Fix Your Crown. It's about the issues that Black women face in these United States of America. Everything from discrimination to colorism to members of the LGBTQIA+ community, to sexism, to massage noir. Each week we will cover something that some Black woman has faced, no matter the age. Because I'm telling you, my daughter at 5 years old was experiencing racism in elementary school.
Really?
Microaggressions, all of that. You know what I mean? So we're going to be talking about all kinds of stuff.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I never knew that. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah. No problem.
I'm going to have to send her to Mike Tyson boxing school. But
You know about both of my kids started training jiu-jitsu. They did train jiu-jitsu. I got to get them back in, but they know a little something.
Oh, nah. I seen them in their gis. I think seen pictures of them in their gis. Yeah, there it is. Don't mess with no professionally trained fighters. But as always, I thank y'all so much for tuning in. Have a blessed week. And remember, if nobody told you they love you, we do.
Yep.
Also, too, check out the website, ysgpodcast.com. And don't forget the www. Peace out.
Hi, I'm Kenneth, and this is your support group. Thanks for tuning in.